Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Darlene Love's Love for the Holidays concert on Friday, November 29th at the Mahawy Theater in Great Barrington will feature songs from the holiday season performed with her full band and backup singers. Rolling Stone proclaimed Love one of the greatest singers of all time, and the New York Times declared that her thunderbolt voice is as embedded in the history of rock and roll as Eric Clapton's guitar or Bob Dylan's lyrics. In 2011, she received the highest honor in rock music. She was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She'll be at the Mahawy on the 29th, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Darlene Love to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Sure. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and it's just a delight to speak to you, and I thank you so much for spending time with us. It's hard to believe that it's holiday time again, and you go out and do holiday shows, but I assume that this is an enjoyable part of your year.
It really is. You know, it's the time of the year, you know, I tell people it seems like when everybody is the happiest, everybody is the friendliest, wanting to do for one another. And, you know, the time, that's the time of the year it is. And it is about being thankful and people being thankful to you.
And you have come into this repertoire and from doing holiday shows, which include a lot of your music, not just holiday music. But you come into this with a tremendous hit of Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. And how did that come onto your radar?
Well, it was funny. We were in the middle of August, actually, recording this Christmas album with Phil Spector, which was very weird anyway, because probably it was one of the hottest seasons that we were having in California at the time. And we were in this cold studio recording Christmas music in August. And then after we had finished doing most of the songs, that, you know, the original Christmas songs, Phil Spector had this idea that he would like to have one original song among all of these. And he called and talked to Ellie Greenwich and Jeff Barry, who were in New York at the time, and they wrote this song, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, which we had no idea all these 50-some-odd years later this song would be actually a standard song that everybody would be recording, because I think everybody does a Christmas song and they think, wow, you know, like Bing Crosby, you know, he's known for doing White Christmas,
right?
You know. And now here I am all these years later, known for doing Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. So it's a wonderful thrill, and actually it's an honor for people to be doing your song that has become a standard Christmas song.
I assume this is an impossible question to answer, but I'll give it a shot anyway, which is, do you have any idea of what it is that resonates with people about that particular song?
Well, you know what it is? It's not a sad song. And a lot of the Christmas songs, not that they're sad, but, you know, you kind of hum along with them and it puts you in the mood. This song actually puts you in the mood from the first beat.
Yeah.
You know, the first time you hear, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, you know, I mean, it's like, boom, it's Christmas time, and it's time for Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. And I just think it's one of those kind of songs that really does put you in the mood, you know, for Christmas. It's jolly, and people come up to me all the time and say, you know, the same thing David's been saying for 27 years. It's not Christmas until they hear that song. So that's also a great feeling that I'm actually ushering in Christmas for everybody, you know, which is a wonderful feeling.
And the David that you refer to is David Letterman, who has you come on the show every year and has for almost three decades to perform Baby, Please Come Home.
Yes, and even how that started was amazing, because I was doing a show in New York at a club, The Bottom Line, and we were doing Leader of the Pack, and Paul Schaefer was playing Phil Spector. And he invited David down to see the show one night, And after the show was over, he went to do his television show, and he told Paul, he said, "Paul, we need to have that girl on the show that sings that Christmas song. That's the greatest Christmas song I've ever heard." And that's actually how that started, although we didn't think it was going to last more than, you know, a year or so. But here we are, like you said, almost three decades later, singing that song on the David Letterman show.
It'll be the 27th year this year. And when you walk in that studio, I mean, it has to be somewhat of a holiday tradition in and of itself now for you.
It is, you know, because it's all the same guys, the ones that were on NBC. It's the same guys that are doing the show now.
Yeah.
Mostly the musicians that are playing are these same musicians who've been playing this also. It has become like such a tradition. If they don't get the phone call from Paul, it's like, we're still doing it, right? I'm in on it, right? So it's just not me and David and Paul. It's, you know, the whole group of musicians who want to be involved in this.
When you do a holiday theme show, is the mood different than a regular show? I mean, do you think of it differently?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's definitely, because we always say love for the holidays. That came up about almost 20 years ago. Someone did a show with me, and they just named it Love for the Holidays. And we saw no reason to change it, because that's really what it is. It's love for the holidays, and it's all Christmas music. And it has a whole totally different feeling from the show I do all year long. You know, people come with their children, and they expect to see a lively, you know, show that, and I have to do, in which I'm very blessed to be able to have Christmas songs that I actually recorded almost 50 years ago, and I'm expected to sing those songs in my show.
Right. And you're expected to sing, I assume, the other stuff as well, the other hits that you're
definitely
known for. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I have to. I mean, they wouldn't let me off the stage. They say, oh, Christmas is fine, but we want to hear those other songs, too.
Right. He's a rebel. I'm not getting out of here unless I hear it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You mentioned Phil Spector earlier. What do you think worked in your collaboration?
Well, he actually asked me what were my favorite Christmas songs. And I actually told him. And that was probably one of the first times I was ever able to do songs for Phil that he allowed me to do. And I was in the studio when the musicians were learning it, you know, the beats that they were doing. He wanted to make sure that they were the right tempos for me, you know. So I was a big part of it, especially when it came to doing the background for all of the songs. You know, I was a big part of that. So it was an unusual and a great time, because we didn't expect it. We didn't really expect it to be around all these years later. And everybody expects us to do these songs, and it's just a wonderful feeling. And it just like I said earlier, it's totally different from any other time of the year, because we start planning it. Like, you know, October, the end of October, we start planning the Christmas show, what
right.
we're going to do and how we're going to do it and who's going to be there. And, you know, so it's unlike all the all year long shows that you do. You kind of know what you're going to do, but when we get ready to do the Christmas show, just sit down and planned it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, absolutely. You know, when you have a relationship with someone like Phil Spector, and then, you know, his story has become quite tragic, and
right.
does that have any impact on how you look back on those days or times? Or 'cause I would think it would complicate the relationship in some way.
Well, it has, and because I don't see him, so I don't really, you know, think about it, or I just think about the good times, you know, what
yeah.
we were doing during the time we were recording these songs, because everybody was still in a gay mood, you know, and everybody had their problems and their thoughts. But, you know, it always brings out the best in everybody when you do the holidays. It's just like, it's almost like it's a tradition with people, like, okay, we're not going to be mad and upset with anybody. Okay, Christmas time. So let's all be happy.
So you start with a clean slate when you go out, because
yeah.
it's Christmas time.
Exactly. And then you start all over again, whatever you started with. If you want to pick it up, you know, at the beginning of the year, you go ahead. But I don't plan to pick it up. I try to stay that way all year long if possible.
when you were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there has to be a thrill to that of having Hall of Famer connected to your name.
It really is. You know, it's amazing because I never thought it would, because I've done a lot of things, but the majority of the biggest reason, you know, people don't realize I got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it was what I had done with the music, who I'd done the music with,
right,
and all the people that knew me and, you know, that I worked for, because I loved, you know, doing what I did and helping people in this business, you know, which was, you know, you don't think about it while you're doing it, that you help, you know, Sonny and Cher get started, you know, the Beach Boys, you know, you work with them. And, you know, I kind of like have a reputation of being that singer that was singing with everybody, which was wonderful. You know, I had no idea that it was going to end up like it has, you know, all these years later. So it's great.
And I assume you would have had to think about this in some point of a key to longevity in this business. I mean, it is, you are one of those lucky few who have incredible longevity and are able to go out and sell out a venue and just keep going.
Yeah, and you know what? It has to be something that you have to think about. If you want to stay in this business for a long time, you can. But then at the end of the day, you have to figure out, okay, if I'm going to do this the rest of my life, I have to stay healthy as I possibly can. I have to try to take care of myself. And that's one of the rules. If you don't, you're not going to last. You're just not going to be around, you know, for years and years to come. And I've really been blessed to, like, as much as possible. I used to smoke cigarettes, and I stopped smoking about 25, 30 years ago. I don't drink heavy, hard liquor, all of that. If you want to stay around, you know, you have to really think about, you know what, I better start taking care of myself if I want to stay out here.
Mm.
And I've been blessed to be able to, I got to that point where I said, you know, that's what I'm going to do. If I want to sing until I'm 90 or whatever, I got to start taking care of myself. And that's what you have to do. And most of the singers that are still around today, they still have their voices. They still sound great. That's what they've done. You have to make that decision.
And
that's what I did.
Yeah, when you hear, you know, you now, and when, you know, I just watch Letterman or see you in an appearance, I mean, that voice is just, it's as gorgeous now. And even it seems, I think it gets more beautiful. It becomes even more textured.
It's funny, I just finished doing a show with Bill Medley a couple of months ago, and one of my singers said, and he was standing at the stage listening to me, said, "Well, my God, she still sounds as great as she did 50 years ago. I don't get it." And this is somebody I actually started my career with, you know, but
yeah.
I'm telling you, physically, you have to think about your body and what you want to do over the years. And it's not like, oh, this is fun, you know, now I'm rich and I'm famous, now I can go out and have a good time and do whatever I want to do, stay up late, drink and party. Maybe the first couple of years, but after that, you really have to think about it. Look at Tina Turner. I mean, look at her. We're the same age. She still looks fantastic. She's doing what she wants to do, you know, but it comes a time when the partying has to stop. I mean, it's not that we don't go out and have fun, but it's not an everyday thing. It's not every month. You know, the time you have to come back in, you have to. I have a lot of faith in God, and I thank him for keeping me all these years. You have to have something else other than you. You have to reach to somebody else, and that somebody else to me is God. And I thank him for that and for the opportunity and to be blessed that I said, okay, I got to take care of this body. And I mean, I don't like getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go do a kickbox class.
No, probably not your first choice.
They like working out. You tell them, come see me. I don't. Me and my husband get up at 3:30 every morning to be at a 5 o'clock kickboxing class. And
wow,
it really helps me, like with my breathing, to be on stage, you know, to know when to take it easy when I'm singing, to enjoy the audience. And if you don't start doing that somewhere along the way, before you get in your, with younger people, I'm saying this to, before you get in your late 30s and 40s, you know, it's not going to happen. You might still be here, but you're not going to enjoy it as much as I do. I really do enjoy what I'm doing. It's like I read an article about Jay-Z, and they say with everything that he has, he still enjoys entertaining.
Mm.
And that's what I do. I love entertaining. Love looking out there at your audience and to be able to sing to them and to sound good. It's not just out there just trying to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you'll have a wonderful audience to look at on Friday, November 29th at the Mahawi. It's Darlene Love's Love for the Holidays concert at the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington. Darlene Love, we love you, and we thank you so much for spending time with us. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And again,
and
thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Again, Darlene Love's Love for the Holidays concert is on Friday. It's the 29th of November at the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington. 8 o'clock. You can find out more by going to mahawi.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.